You can make yours anytime at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently 11 a.m.
Support provided by the Undercurrent Awards, presented by The Current on August 19th at the Lafayette Science Museum. The Undercurrent Awards celebrates Lafayette's wavemakers, the unseen leaders moving our community forward from under the surface. Featuring bites, cocktails, and music, and hosted by David Begno of CBS News This Morning. Information and tickets to the Undercurrent Awards are available at www.thecurrentla.com. www.thecurrentla.com.
Support for KRVS comes from LUS Fiber, recently awarded a $3.1 million grant for the expansion of 100% all-fiber broadband into rural Acadiana. The grant will fund the expansion of LUS Fiber's network into portions of Lafayette, St. Martin, and Iberia parishes. For more information on how you can get fiber into your home or business, visit lusfiber.com.
Who was Harry Smith? A polymath, hustler, and creator of the legendary Anthology of American Folk Music, a 50s LP collection of Southern music, beloved by rockers from Jerry Garcia to Beck, shaping the folk scene from Dave Van Ronk to Amethyst Kia. Join American Roots' search for roots music, old and new, from PRX.
Today at 1 on KRVS.
So much for that track. Stop dead in its tracks. The number 9 train, that was Tar Heel Slim, a.k.a. Alden Bunn. Sorry about that. Seems like the player just didn't want to go anymore. Anyway, a number he recorded in New York City back in 1959. Some great sort of, jump blues, but really basically rock and roll. The guy was, again, originally from North Carolina. Had grown up with gospel and also, all kinds of music. And it is Alden Bunn, a.k.a. Tar Heel Slim, bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for us this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Number 9 is not an unlucky number, at least in train songs. We just heard Alden Bunn's, or at least part of his story. There was also a Doc Watson had Wreck of the Old Number 9. And along comes Malcolm Wells and the Two Timers from a brand new disc called Hollerin' Out Loud. Malcolm Wells, born in Arkansas, but lives in Iowa. He's been playing blues for many, many years now, blues harpist and vocalist. Here he is again, the band, actually Malcolm Wells and the Two Timers, and they have a number for us, another Train song called Number 9.
There were tears in my eyes. know, I can't go for that.
Tommy Castro and special guest Delbert McClinton. A number called Don't Turn Your Heater Down. This is from Tommy Castro's disc Right as Rain that came out on Blind Pig Records back in 1999. Tommy Castro from the San Francisco Bay Area. He is now recording for Alligator Records out of Chicago. Tommy Castro was preceded by Malcolm Wells and the Two-Timers from their new disc, Hollering Out Loud. We heard them do a number called Number 9. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We, of course, have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to turn next to the late James Harmon, a fine blues harp player, band leader, vocalist. He was originally from Alabama, really cut his teeth in Florida as a musician and band leader. Worked for a while in Atlanta, Chicago, ended up moving out to the West Coast. We're going to go back to a disc he had out back in 1993 called Two Sides to Every Story. Here's James Harmon with a number called The Clown.
Such a good mood. I think about the old times. A little something I want to share with you. Big Dad, listen to this too, man.
If your love kill me, baby, please keep me hanging around. If your good love kill me, baby, please keep my body hanging around. Have me stuffed with cotton, ooh, well, dressed up like a clown. Display me in your bedroom, well, in the corner on a chair. Display me in your bedroom, baby, well, in the corner on your chair. So your brand new lover will always know I'm there.
Now dig this, this will kill you.
Make him see my painted face when his love comes tumbling down. So he realize, baby, he ain't your first loving clown. Make him dig my baggy pants.
catch my orange hair. Yes, and spy my goofy shoes as I sit grinning from that chair. Have him view my nose a red from his position in your bed. Let him honk my horn and dig my act. Girl, and scratch his head. Lord, if your good love kill me, baby, please keep my body hanging around. Have me stuffed with cotton. Well, and dressed up like your clown.
Look here.
Yes, let your new man see me while I'm clowning near you too, as he's doing those horrible things you used to make me do, so he can get those ideas clean on out his head by being the ringmaster in your three-ring circus bed. If your love kill me, baby, please keep my body hanging round. Have me stuffed with cotton. Yes, and dressed up like your personal clown.
Guy on guitar and vocals from a two-disc set called Rhythm and Blues. One disc is Rhythm, the other Blues. This was Rhythm Buddy Guy with the Blues Don't Care. Again, came out in 2013. He's had a few out since then, including two Grammy Award-winning discs. Before hearing Buddy Guy, we heard James Harmon, the late James Harmon, on vocals, and just a little bit of a blues harp at the very end of that track, an interesting number from the disc Two Sides to Every Story, a piece called The Clown. Buddy Guy, when he was living in Baton Rouge, was playing with the Rafael Neal's band. And after Neal's band, he ended up moving up to Chicago back in 1957. And, of course, the rest is blues history. And at one point, he ended up back in Louisiana, and he asked Kenny Neal, well, Rafael's eldest son, if Kenny wanted to join his band up in Chicago. And Kenny said, yeah. And Kenny ended up playing bass in Buddy's band for a while. Kenny himself is a multi-instrumentalist, plays blues harp, bass, of course, guitar, lap steel, that sort of thing. We're going to turn back the clock to 1992 and a disc Kenny had out way back then. He's still recording. He's got a lot of material out there. This disc, though, is called Bayou Blood. Kenny Neal here on KRVS. Kenny from Baton Rouge with a number called Big City Ways. Susan Tedeschi on guitar and vocals. Jimmy Vivino also on guitar. This from Pine Top Perkins' album, Ladies' Man. Perkins on piano, of course. This recording, a specific recording, was done back in 2003. The disc is comprised of a number of recordings done on different dates with different ladies. Susan Tedeschi, of course, first came to blues fame nationally with her disc Just Won't Burn that came out back in the late 90s. She's fronted the Tedeschi Trucks band for some years now. Also on this disc, Marsha Ball, Ruth Brown, Deborah Coleman, Odetta, Madeline Peru, Ann Rapson, Angela Straley. Pine Top Perkins, of course, was a pianist in Muddy Waters Band from 1969 to 1980, went out on his own and recorded until very late in his life. Really a great story of longevity in the blues. He died at the age of 97 back in 2011. Before we heard Pine Top Perkins with Susan Tedeschi, we heard Kenny Neal from the disc Bayou Blood doing Big City Ways. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And time now to take a look at some of the music happening around the area this weekend. Tonight, the First Street Hooligans will play at Blue Moon Saloon. Also this evening, Michael Scott Boudreau appears at the Hideaway on Lee Street. And at Rock and Bowl tonight, the Good Dudes plus Yacht C. And the Greg Gordon Project will be at Grouse Room. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie play Cowboys at Artmosphere tonight. Cashier, Jeepo, and also Bruzy, Ele Frere Couillon. The Lagniappe Band will play tonight at Agave Mexican Grill in Youngsville around 6:30 or so. The Cuval Family Band plays tonight at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge. Playing tomorrow night at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge will be Emily and Stephen David. And, of course, Tante Marie's has a Cajun Jam tomorrow starting around 11 a.m. This weekend, Jimmy Bro will be the featured group leader. Also, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville starting at around 1 p.m. tomorrow. And tomorrow night at Rockin' Bowl, the band Neutral Snaps. A Neutral Snap, L.A. Rocks will be at Grouse Room. Also tomorrow, Renee Reed and Scenic World appear at Artmosphere. Dyer County will be at Hideaway on Lee Street. Mike Broussard and New Edition Zydeco perform at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. Tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m., the band Has Beans will be at Bayou Tesh Brewery in Arnaville. Also tomorrow night, Jamie Bergeron, Kickin' Cajuns will be at Cowboys. On Sunday, Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie play Rock and Bowl. Also on Sunday at the Hideaway, Jesse Leger. There's a Cajun jam at Bayou Tesh Brewery in Arneville the Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. Also, there's a Creole summer jam at Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. And Mason Trail and the Zydeco Rhythm will be at Vermilionville this Sunday for their starting early Sunday afternoon. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Miss Freddie and her disc Lady of the Blues. This came out back in 2017. She works the West Virginia area, also Central Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio. She's been fronting bands now for something close to 20 years. Here is Miss Freddie here on the Blues Box with the title track to her disc Lady of the Blues.
Still hear the rain from the day you went away. The sounds of your footsteps as they slowly did fade. I said helplessly, there was nothing I could do.
I watch everything I care about walk out with you. Long days and nights have passed, and I'm still not myself. To take your place, there could be no one else. You left me one thing, Lord, with nothing I can use. Won't you please come back and take away these blues? I could be rich, health, fortune, or fame. Travel the world, near or far. Leaves are falling off the trees, cold wind blowing through the corners of my heart. Nothing I can do, come close to loving you. Please won't you come back and take away.
Sugar Ray Rayford from his disc Southside. That one came out back in 2015. Sugar Ray Rayford's from East Texas. Grew up as a boy, was singing in church with a church choir, and ended up in the Marine Corps. And ultimately, after serving with the Corps, he ended up out on the West Coast. He's been a vocalist with the Manish Boys at times. They're an ad hoc group, so they have a number of different vocalists that participate on various recordings. But very, very strong blues singer, good songwriter also, Sugar Ray Rayford. Before we heard Sugar Ray, we heard Miss Freddy from her disc Lady of the Blues, and again, she did the title track. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Texas blues man Lightning Hopkins, originally from Centerville, Texas, ended up spending a good part of his adult life in Houston, and actually Houston's Third Ward, put out many, many singles over the years. Started recording in the 1940s with Aladdin Records. We're going to listen to him from the late 1940s, from February of 1948, recorded in Houston. His first recordings were done out on the West Coast. We're going to listen to him do a number that John Lee Hooker has a very good version of, but the original dates back at least as far as 1937 and Sonny Boy Williamson the First. Lightning Hopkins, though, here on KRVS with his version of Sugar Mama.
Sugar mama, sugar mama, won't you please come back to me? sugar mama, sugar mama, won't you please come back to me? Yes, I said, bring me my granulated sugar. Oh, Lord, I need my misery. Yeah, you know I'm crazy about your sugar, sugar mama. Darling, I just can't help myself. Yes, I'm crazy about your sugar, sugar mama. Lord, I just can't help myself. Yes, if I don't get my sugar 3 times a day, oh, the Lord is gonna worry me to death. Yeah, you know, I woke up this morning just about the break of day. I even found sugar on the pillow, man, where she used to lay. I said, sugar mama, please come back to me. Yes, I had to bring me my granulated sugar. Oh, Lord, it needs my misery. I got to play it right.
I used to only know tears in my eye, and I could never see the sun in the sky. I lived so long with a thorn in my side, and I got so used to being unsatisfied. Now I'm happy just sitting around the house. My bills are paid and my checks don't bounce. I can't even crack a frown since the blues slipped out of town. I used to work my little finger down to the bone, and my baby would be sleeping by the time I got home. I couldn't go nowhere 'cause my engine was blown. The operator used to always turn off my phone, and now my bill collectors, they don't never come around. My car is running and it don't break down. I can't even crack a frown since the blues slipped out of town. But she came right back when I gave her the keys to that brand new Cadillac. I can't even crack a frown since the blues
slipped out of town. I ain't never been so down since the blues slipped out of town. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Keb Mo from his disc Keep It Simple. That one came out back in 2004 and earned Keb his third Grammy Award. That was a number, of course, called Prosperity Blues. Keb Mo has been making great blues, at least recording great blues, since the mid-1990s. Before we heard Keb, we heard Lightning Hopkins from February of 1948. Lightning doing a number called Sugar Mama, again one that was recorded by I guess most people are probably familiar with the John Lee Hooker version, but Sonny Boy Williamson I, John Lee Williamson, recorded in Chicago back in May of 1937. We're going to turn to John Lee Williamson next here on KRVS. He was a really fine blues harp player, one of the first to really elevate the harmonica to the stature of a lead instrument in blues. He was very influential as far as a lot of other, particularly Chicago blues artists, were concerned. Unfortunately, was murdered in 1948 at the age of 34, coming back from a gig. Here he is from 1941 with Big Bill Brunzi on guitar and also Blind John Davis on piano. Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp and vocals with Matty May.
Hello, stranger. You sure do remind me of Matty May now. Hello, stranger. You sure do remind me of Matty May now. Lord, I was just thinking about how you quit me. Mama, in the day you walked away. Matty May have got two dimples in her jaw. She got long black curly hair. Matty May have got two dimples in her jaw. She got long black curly hair. Lord, she's kind of neat in the waist. John, and her complexion looks awful fair. Lord, I was standing around a congregation of people. Heard the first word I had to say. Lord, I was standing around a congregation of people. Heard the first word I had to say. I said, I ought to hug you and kiss you. Because you sure do remind me of Matty May. Play this for me, John. You know how I feel. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, go back, you know, down. I mean south. You know what I'm talking about. If you was to be my little baby, my baby, I'd always let you have your way. Now, if you was to be Sonny Boy, little baby, my baby, I would always let you have your way. I'll give you my money and everything, because you look exactly like Matty May. Thank you.
White shot missing a mile away. The last shot got in, so to say. Oh, the last shot got in. Oh, the last shot got in. She cooked good biscuits, so to say. Oh, she cooked good biscuits, so to say. She got good business, so to say. She got good business, so to say. She got good business. Oh, she got good business. Wanna trade with you, so to say. I wanna trade with you, so to say. Wanna trade with you. Oh, you got good business, so to say. You got good business, so to say. You got good business. Oh, you got good business.
Mississippi John Hurt here on KRVS from a disc called Last Sessions. Mississippi John Hurt passed away in 1966, so this would have had to have been, what, 65, 66. A number called First Shot Missed Him. John Hurt had been rediscovered in 1963 and had a great revival of his musical career for the last 3 years of his life. He was preceded by Sonny Boy Williamson, the first John Lee Williamson, whom we heard from April of 1941 doing a number called Maddie May. He had a speech defect. They called it... I'm trying to remember what the term was for that. He was so popular that some musicians, blues vocalists, tried to emulate the sound he had with his vocals. We're going to catch him again on this next track. He's backing up Big Joe Williams. He had recorded with Big Joe in 1937. Here he is in December of 1941 on a Blues Harp backing up Big Joe Williams on guitar. Williams with his classic Highway 49.
Get up in the morning. Get in Highway 49. Yeah, I'm getting up in the morning. Get in Highway 49. Mail yeah, by my sweet woman. Yeah, well, she don't pay for your in on my. Right here at the blue, get in Highway 49. Well, you ever had the blue, get in Highway 49. Yeah, about it, my sweet woman. Yeah, well, boy, she's trying to throw hold your wind down. I'm gonna wake up in the morning, play it long time. I believe I just my bed, Melvana. Play it for me, eh, Joe? Well, I'm getting up in the morning. Well, I believe I just my bed. Why not a Highway 49? Yeah, well, boys, I be rocking to my head. Play the wire, sonny boy. Me and you ain't played together in a long time, boy. Play it to me, I'll find it. Tired laying around. Yeah, well,
cowboys on the highway 49. Beat it on up.
Big Joe Williams and Sonny Boy Williamson recorded in Chicago back in December of 1941, Highway 49. And, of course, Howlin' Wolf would end up having a pretty good version of Highway 49 himself. I guess he popularized the tune more than Big Joe Williams did. Williams, though, had some pretty decent blues recordings in his lifetime and actually his early lifetime. Maybe Please Don't Go was a hit for him back in 1935. And he ended up having a long career in the blues, had a good long life in the 60s. He went to Europe, performed in Europe, also played coffee houses and festivals and that sort of thing. He was a very powerful entertainer for being one man on stage. He also played a nine-string guitar, which was quite an interesting sound. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and we're online at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, thanks to those of you who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member and would like to help us out, you can do so by going to our website, krvs.org, and hit the donate button and help us out. The news is next here on from NPR.
We may see a few afternoon showers or thunderstorms over the upcoming weekend. Otherwise, mostly sunny, hot, and humid. Today's high will be around 93. Our heat index at about 102 and maybe a late day storm. Clearing up overnight down to 77 and then hot and humid again tomorrow with our high near 95. Sunny most of the day, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. Sunny in mid-90s on Sunday with afternoon showers. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamm.